Chapter 18. 0948 GMT. When it happened, Tash was still stuck with Grace in their hospitality suite in the bowels of Government House. She was absorbed in breaking down summary police reports from around the country, in preparation for further briefings later in the day, and so not looking at her phone for once. Grace, sitting across from her, reached over and shook Tash, not unkindly, and grinning, held a brilliantly lit phone screen in front of her face. What the hell? Not hell, but heaven, kid. It's back. What is? Oh, shit! The sun! Grace paged through her phone to a screen with rolling news. Meanwhile, Tash saw the news feeds to the wall screens were catching up. Sunlight everywhere. Dawn skies. Sunset skies. Bright noon skies. From across the day hemisphere of the planet. Frost melting in the Sahara. Remarkable sights. Grace said, it reappeared at just the same time as it disappeared yesterday, to the second. Well, probably more precisely than that, but that's the best that the media can do. To the second. Grace just laughed. Our Lord and Master is calling already. Fred Bowles. Now that everything Cobra and the Security Council discussed is probably redundant, the government needs to reset. See you later. She stood, made for the door, then hesitated. Out of interest, when you're free of all this, when you get out of this wooden box, where's the first place you'll go? Tash thought she was jumping the gun a little, minutes after the return. What if the sun went away again? She wondered if she would always be anxious now, like a once abandoned child, that the sun would someday go away again. But maybe most people would react this way, with utter relief that it seemed to be over, without questioning any more. Like plugging in a kettle immediately after a power outage. Where would I go? She thought of the chapel around the corner. St. Joseph's? Back to the church? She said. Why? Seems appropriate. I don't know. Then back home to Dad. Thinking of that, she sent her father a hasty text message. He pinged her back almost immediately. All well. Do your job. Grace, what about you? The pub. But not before I call my sister in Naples. See you at Fred's office. She left, slamming shut the door. Tash sat on the couch, paged through her own messages, from Mel. She found a straight news channel. She scanned through images of a sunlit Britain. Images taken from the air and space, and from the ground. Very bright images, landscapes and cities, covered in snow and frost, all under a brilliant blue sky. What with all the clouds having condensed or rained or snowed out in the global 24-hour night. People rushing outdoors, thronging. One eager commentator wondered if a single astronomical event had been so intensively celebrated across Britain since the solstices and equinoxes of prehistoric times. Now she turned to Xi's message and found it in mid-flow, evidently on repeat. French engineers who had studied the storm shelter engineering aboard Almirich found a protocol to unlock the shelter as soon as power started flowing in the solar panels again. Long before the batteries will be charged, of course. So Ito and Marina just burst out of there, still in their pressure suits, and at first they couldn't find him. In the end, well, there he was. Blurry images. A huddled form floating weightless in the air inside a bundle of rags. A naked back, frost on the flesh, rocks oddly scattered around, some drifting in the air. Images only minutes old, Tash saw from the timestamp. He'd stripped completely in the end, she said. And this, apparently not unknown in hypothermia cases, they call it terminal burrowing. You can see he actually broke open sacks of Martian rock samples and pulled it all together around him in that space. A fresh call came in. Mel, on Skythrust. Tash? Hi. You okay? I'm fine. I slept through the end of the world in the belly of the English government. I haven't seen all your calls. You? Listen, Tash, you need to focus. This isn't over. Charlie Marlowe is full of energy, of ideas. The timing, all of it, has surely proved that this was a deliberate act by some intelligence. and it was aimed at us, at humanity. If we didn't know it before, but this thing has limits. Limits? But this thing can manipulate the sun. It has limits, so Charlie says. Oh, yeah, such as light speed? Look, we made an observation just before the sun, reappeared. We saw the sun, far off, low in the sky. Far away like a brilliant star, but it was definitely the sun. The spectrum proved it. Very brilliant. It was in the constellation of Centaurus. Just a couple of minutes. And then the sun returned to the sky, its normal position. Tash felt fuzzy. Her thinking seemed slow. Data overload, Mel, and the interpretation is... Charlie got it immediately. Well, she is the astronomer royal. Suppose you take away the sun, at light speed, or near it. You transport it out of the solar system, out beyond the planets, more than 3 times as far out as Neptune, 12 hours out. You leave it there for, well, we don't have the timing of the sighting yet. Maybe 2 minutes? The sun's still shining, light spreading in all directions, including back towards the centre of the solar system. Then, you bring the sun back at light speed, which takes another 12 hours. Ah, okay, I see. The 2-minute image of the distant sun just beats the sun itself as it races back home. And we saw that star, like sunshine, for 2 minutes, Mel said triumphantly. Then, when the sun itself is set back in its place at the centre of the solar system, a new pulse of sunlight washes out over the planets, reaching the Earth itself 8 minutes later, precisely the sequence of events we saw. Well, I say precisely. It's all still unfolding. We still need to examine the instrument records more carefully. It was deliberate, then. Give me that. Oh, hell yes, it was deliberate. That was Charlie Marlowe's voice. Her sudden interruption startled Tash. The voice sounded hoarse. And you, anyone who has the ear of government ministers, must understand that clearly from the off. We have reams of evidence now that this event was deliberate and targeted. At us, at humans. Reams. It starts at the moment of eclipse, an event that only occurs here on Earth. At that precise moment. The sun is held away for 24 hours, our terrestrial day. This was no cosmic flaw, a random event. Somebody did this. If ever there was a doubt about that. Why? Tash demanded. That's what my boss will want to know. Not how this was done, but why? Good question. Of course you must ask it. If an action is deliberate, you must seek the motivation. I can't even guess, not yet. But I can tell you that this existential monster evidently has limits. Its very actions betray that. Light speed, for one. Huge as it is, powerful as it is, it kneels before Einstein. And listen, you have to think of the bigger picture. Make your superiors see this thing, this intelligence, it comes from beyond Earth. This is the day of the blink. And that would turn out to be the first time Tash heard that label for the event. But, Marlowe went on, this is also the day we found life beyond the Earth. This is the day we were contacted by extraterrestrial intelligence. This is a dream of the ages, of decades of SETI dreams. This day, and everything we know about the universe, about ourselves, is transformed. Some first contact, Tash murmured. So it was more Christopher Columbus than Carl Sagan. You play the hand you're dealt. Tash shook her head. God or not, extraterrestrial intelligence or not, it has killed some of us, many of us, across the planet. We haven't yet counted the dead. And it killed Jim, our friend's fiancé. So it did, Marlowe said savagely. It may kill me. It may kill us all. But I can understand it. I can. And so I will. So will we all. Remember that, all of you. I? What, now? Oh, very well. She's taking another call, Mel said. Sorry about that. You sound exhausted.
I am.
Haven't slept. And it's the 6th of January now, right? Go sleep, Tash said. No, go talk to your daughter, then sleep. Hell of a way to start the new year. I wonder what the rest of it will be like. And in the Sinus Medii, an eye closed.